What's good, everyone? Hope your week is going good so far. You know, this year has obviously been different because of COVID, and Halloween is around the corner. So obviously that means that it's not going to be a normal Halloween, especially if you are going by the guidelines that is suggested. You know, I was looking at an article from today.com, and a doctor named Yvonne Maldonado, I believe, professor of pediatric infectious diseases and health research policy at Stanford Healthcare. She said that she does believe that people can still enjoy Halloween safely, or, you know, still do trick or treat as long as they maintain safe distance and wear, she specifically said, wear cloth face masks. So she says that Halloween is definitely not over, but obviously if you do follow guidelines or suggested guidelines, it will be somewhat different from a usual Halloween night. And also too, if you want to see some good guidelines and lots of information of what to do, what not to do, go to cdc.gov, or you can just Google cdc.gov, and literally there's like a whole page all dedicated to how to do Halloween, what not to do, and I even saw some things for Thanksgiving. So pretty much for this holiday season, you can get some good advice about how to stay safe, or stay safe as possible. But with all that said, oh, and also too, it's pretty bad. So even theme parks are canceling their usual Halloween plans. You know, like Disney parks have canceled their annual Mickey's Not So Scary attraction, and Universal Studios have canceled their Halloween Horror Nights in both California and Florida locations. So that's kind of sad. You know, obviously Universal Studios, Disney is a business, and I'm sure they want to protect people as well, but also they don't want nothing, you know, on their hands. So it's like, you know what, this year is it's probably not best to have that. There are still some other attractions that are, I guess, like focused outside, which I'm pretty sure the Universal Studio ones is outside, obviously, because I think I've been to that one before. But there's other ones that like you can kind of like drive around, and just check your local area for that. But so they just kind of shows you how the measures that is of these big companies are doing for this year. But with all the closings, there are some things to still do that I found that I thought was pretty interesting. So some of the ideas that we can still do to, I don't know, have a good Halloween this year and not, you know, not just, I don't know, let the day go by. Even though if you do choose to just, you know, eat a bag of candy by yourself, that's fine. You do you. But here are some things that you can do though. You can set up a candy graveyard. I thought that was pretty interesting. Pretty much what you do is like, decorate your front yard as a graveyard. And kind of have it to where if you have kids, or hey, if I don't know, even just you and your friends, you can kind of go in your yard and kind of, I guess, like a scavenger hunt per se. That way you still kind of get that feel of Halloween that you might miss if you don't, you know, because of the closings this year. Another one that is pretty, it actually happens every year, and I think especially if you kind of grew up religious in your family, your parents kind of saw Halloween as kind of like evil or whatever. It's called attend a trunk or treat. Again, this is pretty common. I think even without COVID, people have done this. And what trunk or treat is pretty much you go to a parking lot or wherever, there's a bunch of cars, and literally you open your trunk up and like you decorate your trunk like full of candy, decorations. And that way it's not like you like, Let's say you happen to not live in a neighborhood. This is kind of like a way for kids to kind of like literally just go car to car, and pick out candy from trunks of people. I don't know why I need to say this, but obviously I think you should have some, like, you know, please be with your kids when you do that. I don't know why, because I think cars are kind of sketchy. But yeah, it's called trunk or treat, and literally like people have their trunks decorated, you know, filled with pumpkins and little confetti, whatever, and it's just full of candy, and it's kind of like trick-or-treating, but instead you're trick-or-treating out of people's trunks. So again, and that's been going on even before COVID, but that's another idea. Another one too that I liked, which was pretty interesting, I actually never heard of it, that was pretty genius. They call it socially distant costume bicycle parades. So I guess just pretty much like you decorate and literally you and your friends or your family get on a bike and kind of just bike around the neighborhood and just to see other people costumes. Another one is called reverse trick-or-treat. So this one also too, I think it's kind of clever. So instead of like I guess people walking around trick-or-treating, it's kind of similar to this year for everyone who did like a birthday party. What they would do is they would have friends or family kind of drive by their house and kind of like, you know, hey, happy birthday, you know, from the car, literally from the car, from the street, and, you know, congratulate them, you know, perhaps quickly receive the gift, but they all sit in the car. I mean, you can see videos on social media if you look it up, but they call it like the birthday's COVID-19. So pretty much like people literally just like kind of drive by your house, bump the horn, happy birthday, keep it going. And this is kind of what reverse trick-or-treat is. I guess in your neighborhood, you have your neighbors drive by and literally throw candy, like, you know, in the grass, or I guess possibly you can catch it, but that way they can maintain distance. So I like that. And obviously kids probably don't care how they get candy, as long as they get candy. So yeah. And my favorite, I guess, activity for this year's Halloween is to host a Zoom costume party. I was like, I don't know. I was like, it's like an amazing idea. So pretty much you just host a Zoom party with your friends. And obviously you guys wear costumes, and they're mentioning a pumpkin carving contest, which I love that as well. And then they were saying how you can have like a prize or a prize contest or a contest, you know, to win a prize. You can give stuff like you can email them gift cards from Amazon or Target, and I guess get your pumpkin, and like, and also too, like you do it like real time, like you stay on, you know, stay on Zoom or whatever video conference you choose, and carve a pumpkin, and then I'm assuming like you reveal the pumpkin when you're done. So that's my favorite one. I don't know, I thought that was very like genius, just to have like a Zoom party. That way like you truly are social distancing. And you can still wear your costume and talk and do everything, but you're just not physically, you know, in the presence of your friends. Now, with all those activities, again, you obviously want to have a costume on. So I was interested of like, what are some of the trending costumes of this year? So of course you kind of have like, well, it's kind of controversial, but you have like Trump, you know, mask and all that. One of the top trending costumes of this year is Mildred Ratched, you know, from the latest Ryan Murphy creation called, you know, the title is Ratched on Netflix. And yeah, her costume that you can kind of buy is either like a nurse uniform, or what I guess one of the famous scenes of this of the show was like this nice like homemade 50s-60s green dress. And also I got all of these costumes from Marie Claire, so you can just Google Marie Claire trending costumes of 2020. But yeah, and I don't know, it was one of my favorite shows of this year, Ratched. So that's a trending one. And from the show that won the most Emmys this season, characters from Schitt's Creek. sorry. people are dressing up as them, and they had a huge Emmy winning night. So that's not surprising. Also, you have Beyonce's leopard look from, you know, her successful documentary Black is King. So people have that, and again, there's links on Marie Claire. If you Google Marie Claire 2020 Halloween costumes, they all have links to like numerous sites like Amazon and other retail places you can get these costumes, or clothing that's similar to it. And then one that I'm not surprised is a costume this year is Carol Baskin from Tiger Kings. You know, the wife who husband went missing and people are saying that she killed him and we don't know. You know, this year after she was on, she is on Dance with the Stars, but once that was announced, the husband, her ex-husband at this point, who went missing and is presumed to be dead, his family pretty much, I think, sued her. Like, they went on the news and saying that, hey, you know, it's not over. So, yeah, I don't know. I just want to let you guys know kind of, like, what's going on, the atmosphere for this year's Halloween, what to look forward to. I just want to let you guys know, you know, some activities. That way, you know, if you want to do something this Halloween, that you have some ideas, you know, from creating your own graveyard in your front yard, you know, with candy, attending a trunk or treat, doing costume bicycle parade, which I thought was pretty nice. The reverse trick-or-treat, where instead of, like, walking to, you know, all your neighbor's houses, you can get in a car, or people would get in a car and they would just throw candy at you. You know, throw, you know, candy either in a yard or fruit to catch. That way you maintain social distancing. And again, my favorite was the Zoom costume parties. I love that. That way you can show off your costume. And also kind of have games such as a pumpkin carving contest, you know, with your friends through Zoom, which I thought was, again, pretty good idea. Also too, you know, you need something to wear doing all these activities. So I just want to give you guys, you know, some trending costumes. And there's more costumes too, but you can see the rest on marieclaire.com. I will catch you guys next week. All right, have a good rest of your week.